It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Chuck Hagel is freshly back this week from his first trip to Afghanistan as defense secretary. For the 66,000 American troops in Afghanistan, the distance that separates them from their Pentagon superiors can feel enormous. They received Hagel as one who has walked in their boots. And NPR's David Wellna was along on the trip.
Oh. 45 miles from Pakistan's border near Jalalabad, an area Osama bin Laden once inhabited, troops from the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division's Bastogne Combat Brigade marched to the gates of their base. They were greeted by their commander, Colonel J.P. McGee.
All right, Bob Fenty and Combined Team Bastogne, how are we doing today? Fantastic. Okay, it is a tremendous honor this afternoon to introduce to you our new Secretary of Defense, Secretary Chuck Hagel.
McGee told the troops Hagel was a distinguished warrior himself. As an enlisted sergeant in Vietnam, this new defense secretary and former Republican senator earned two Purple Hearts. He flew into Jalalabad to pin two Purple Hearts on recently wounded soldiers and to greet the troops. And Hagel presented himself as one of them.
It is true, I was in the United States Army in 1968, Vietnam. I was with the 9th Infantry Division. I wasn't smart enough to be in 101st, but worked with 101st.
The new defense secretary had sobering words for the troops.
These are not easy times for our country, for the world, and certainly these are not easy times to be part of our armed forces.
Hagel told them he came to hear their questions and to see what they had to say to him.
Now, what do you want to talk about? What advice do you have?
The troops did not offer Hagel any advice, but they did have questions. Not one was about the war itself. These troops seem more concerned about what's going on back in Washington.
How is this, everything going on in Congress right now, going to affect us that are about to retire?
Well, I think the retirement benefits and all the commitments that have been made to all of you will continue to be assured, and we will protect those benefits.
Another soldier, this one a woman, sought to pin Hagel down on another politically charged issue.
Do you plan on pushing so that the same-sex partners get all the benefits as other spouses?
Well, the quick answer to the question is yes, absolutely. I made that commitment to the Congress. I made that commitment to the President. It's the right thing to do.
Hagel's sense of ease and affinity with the troops really came out later when he shook hands with each one of them.
Armstrong, where are you from?
Arkansas, sir.
Where?
Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
I think I have a bar bill there.
A staff sergeant then stepped up to shake hands.
Staff sergeant? It was a day I was scared to death of the staff sergeant.
Still should be, sir.
Really?
If you didn't catch that, the staff sergeant responded, "Should be, sir." Throughout his weekend swing through Afghanistan, Hagel showed similar rapport with the troops. Army soldier Chad Gomez chatted with him at a base in Kabul.
It's interesting. Seems like a really good guy, down to earth.
The fact that he was a sergeant in Vietnam, does that mean much to you?
I guess it corresponds. It's more relative to us, you know, to actually have somebody been in the military, been there, done that before. Show a little more respect, I guess you could say.
Respect the troops seem to hold equally for retired Sergeant, now Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel. David Wellna, NPR News.